Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of Suspicion of Betrayal by Barbara Parker. Narrated by Barbara Rosenblatt. This work is copyrighted 1999. This recording is copyrighted 2001 by Recorded Books. Barbara Parker takes us into the shadowy corners of the criminal justice system and the darkest recesses of the heart, where nothing is black and white, and where passions rage red-hot. And now, Suspicion of Betrayal.
Chapter 1. Like anyone else with a telephone, Gail Connor had received her share of crank calls, but none where the person on the other end had disguised his voice, called her a bitch, and said she was going to die. The night she received such a call, it was more annoying than frightening. At 34, trained as a litigating attorney, she was not the sort of woman to be easily rattled, and she thought she knew who had done it, the kid across the street. He was 14, and earlier she had yelled at him to stay out of her backyard. He'd been smoking in the gazebo. Even worse, Karen and two of her friends had been out there with him, and Karen was still under 11 years old. Later on that night, Gail wondered if her temper might have been the result of so many changes in so short a time. Divorcing one man, falling in love with another, giving up a partnership to open her own practice, and moving into an old house that was making her crazy. She and Karen had lived in it less than a month. They weren't used to high-beamed ceilings and heavy plaster walls, to narrow stairs that twisted to a second floor, or to an immense gas stove that hissed, then popped into flame. The toilets gurgled. The air conditioner wheezed. Warped windows stuck halfway open. Gail would have to go outside and shove while Karen jiggled the crank. During heavy rains, they put towels on the sills. Gail told Karen they were having an adventure. Karen crossed her arms and rolled her eyes. Gail's mother had warned against uprooting the child so abruptly from her old neighborhood. Gail could see the point, in hindsight, but didn't know what could be done about it now. To make Karen feel better, she had allowed her to bring home a kitten from the animal shelter, a little black-and-white female named Missy. So far, the creature had thrown up twice on Gail's bedroom rug and peed on one of Anne's.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?